Brilliance Audio presents Silent Redemption by Ellen J. Green, performed by Angela Daw. Prologue. Anais, Saigon, July 1968. The air was heavy with sweat and human breath. She was standing, squeezed next to two women and at least three children that she could see. There might have been more by her legs or under the seats. The bus jostled and weaved down a small winding path through palm trees and jungle brush. The dirt beneath one wheel or the other seemed to give out at times, and the bus would tip at a startling angle, then right itself and continue down the road. The heat was excruciating. More than the intense sunlight, it was like the air was filled with so much moisture that each breath coated her lungs. Her hair was wet against her scalp, the perspiration dropping from her cheeks onto her shirt. Anais looked around at the Vietnamese women near her. Dressed in their light clothing, straw hats on their head, they didn't seem to notice any of it. They were breathing, moving, talking in a language that was lovely and difficult at the same time. When she'd first arrived in Saigon, she thought it sounded like fighting cats, loud, screeching. It made her angry and frustrated. But the longer she stayed, the more it sounded like a rhythmic song, lulling the people from moment to moment. Because if they stopped singing, they'd have to look at what was happening to their country. War after war, no respite. The bus lurched, and everyone was thrown forward. Anais found herself on top of a small woman no older than she, maybe 18, 19. In turn, Tommaso had fallen on top of Anais, Filomena on top of him, and Tommaso's 3-year-old sister, Adriana, called Na, was thrown against all of them. Stacked like that for so many minutes, Anais thought she might get brain damage from heat stroke. One by one, the people righted themselves, the girl under Anais cursing her in a vulgar tone.
"We're getting off the bus," Tommaso said. "I can't take any more of this."
Anais and Filomena, Na's hand in hers, followed his lead, stepping down onto the muddy trail. Only later would Anais learn that he'd planned to get off at that exact stop anyway, that the whole time he acted
Sample complete. Ready to continue?